The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights, curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Physical activity, coping skills can help to ease anxiety with MS. Getting more physical activity and having effective ways of coping with multiple sclerosis could help to ease anxiety in patients, a review study suggests. The findings of this review highlight links between anxiety and MS and a number of diverse factors, all of which are amenable to change, its researchers wrote. We argue that further research is needed to develop interventions which can target these modifiable factors in order to reduce the experience of anxiety in those with MS. The study, Potentially Modifiable Associates of Anxiety in People with Multiple Sclerosis, a Systematic Review, was published in Disability and Rehabilitation. Living with a chronic disease like MS can be anxiety-provoking, and it's estimated that more than one in every five MS patients has clinically relevant anxiety, a rate that far exceeds the general population. Even though anxiety is common with MS and substantially affects a patient's quality of life, little is known about the factors that influence anxiety in these people. Understanding them could aid in developing ways that would better support patients in coping with anxiety. A pair of scientists at Maynooth University in Ireland reviewed studies published between 2015 and 2021 that examined anxiety in people with MS. Of 3,116 in total, 39 studies met the inclusion criteria and were included in the analyses. These studies encompassed 10,779 MS patients, most with a relapsing remitting form of the disease, or RRMS. With the exception of one study, a majority of patients were female, with mean ages ranging from 24.2 to 58.3 years. Combing through study results and looking for patterns across them, the researchers identified several factors that were consistently associated with anxiety. Some had to do with lifestyle habits. In particular, a number of studies indicated more physically active patients reported less anxiety, and getting more physical exercise could ease reported anxiety. In some studies, for example, patients reported feeling less anxious after taking several weeks of calisthenics, or exercises that rely solely on a person's own body weight, or yoga classes. Our findings serve to emphasize the importance of physical activity for the treatment of anxiety comorbidities, further strengthening the case for developing targeted exercise programs for people with MS, the researchers wrote. Patients with more social support, those with strong connections to family, and particularly patients who regularly spent time with friends, also tended to report lesser anxiety. Interestingly, in those studies that investigated different sources of social support, i.e. support from friends, family, and/or significant others, social support from friends was consistently linked to better anxiety outcomes, while evidence linking anxiety and support from family and significant others was less conclusive, the researchers wrote. Several psychological factors also were noted as tied to anxiety. For instance, patients with high emotional resilience, a tendency to quickly recover from stress or changes, were generally less anxious. Those with higher self-efficacy, a sense of their own capabilities, also were less anxious overall. Disease acceptance also affected anxiety's intensity. Results unanimously suggest that higher levels of acceptance, as well as related concepts such as disability identity, were associated with lower levels of anxiety, the researchers wrote. Likewise, a person's coping strategies had influence. Patients who used strategies like trying to manage stress, adjusting expectations, and tenaciously but flexibly pursuing goals tended to have less anxiety. By contrast, other strategies, such as maladaptive emotional regulation, in essence getting upset with yourself for the emotions you feel, was associated with more anxiety. These findings suggest that a range of lifestyle, social, and psychological factors may play a role in the experience of anxiety among patients, the researchers wrote, and offer some insight into how psychological well-being might be improved in this group, paving the way for targeted interventions in the area. As clear links were seen between coping strategies and anxiety outcomes, it may be pertinent for MS service providers to assess the current coping strategies that people with MS depend on, as well as considering how best to foster more adaptive coping strategies associated with improved anxiety outcomes, they added. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on February 14, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on February 11, 2022. What is trigeminal neuralgia in MS all about, anyway? My immediate thought after reading a recent MS News Today headline stating that trigeminal neuralgia, or TN, affects more than 3% of MS patients was, really only 3%? The reason is I've seen several complaints about the condition, which causes excruciating pain in the face. As the story noted, TN is a chronic condition, characterized by shocks or burning sensations in the face. It can be very painful. Doctors think it happens because MS has damaged the myelin that coats the trigeminal nerve that carries sensations to the brain from the eye, cheek, and jaw. TN is thought to affect a much higher number of people with MS than in the general population. How many people with MS does TN affect? I've seen reports that TN may affect as many as 1 in 10 people with MS, but researchers in Iran, who reviewed studies with more than 30,000 people with MS, concluded that the number is likely closer to 3.4%. Based anecdotally on what I've read over the years in social media groups, I wouldn't be surprised if that number were much higher. Fellow MS News Today columnist John Connor probably would agree. He described a recent attack as feeling like a knife cutting through his molar. "I couldn't function, but boy could I scream," John wrote. "It was 8 a.m. and I was stirring awake. My tongue merely touched one of the bottom molars on the left side of my mouth, and a knife was plunged into its roots." John isn't alone in his suffering. I featured an Iranian analysis in the latest installment of my weekly news wrap, MS News, that caught my eye last week, which asked people with MS to speak up about their TN. A few did. Leslie: "The first time I experienced trigeminal neuralgia, all I could do was to scream. I had never known such pain." Anthony: "My first ever identifiable MS symptom, long before anyone knew what was happening, was tingling and numbness on one side of my face, with no identifiable cause, lasting several weeks." Jane: "Trigeminal neuralgia is terrible. It can be just a burning sensation in the left side of my face, or a sharp electric shock when I eat, clean my teeth, or just wash my face. Then there's the really bad one, which is like a hot needle going from my teeth into my brain. The first time this happened, I just screamed, and when it subsided, cried my eyes out. The left side of my face felt bruised afterwards. I'm a mother, but this was far worse than childbirth." What about treatment? The American Association of Neurological Surgeons mentions 3 medications to treat TN: carbamazepine, gabapentin, and oxcarbazepine. Surgery may also be an option, along with other procedures that use heat or compression with a balloon to destroy or damage the nerve so that it can no longer send pain signals to the brain. Needless to say, TN is not something to be ignored. I hope the Iranian analysis stating that only 3.4% of people with MS suffer from it doesn't discourage researchers from developing more treatments. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.